the state of things. Unfortunately, we as a country don't seem to ever think of the taxpayer or the ramifications of what we do. When we leave countries we have been at war with. We have been hearing a lot about all the weapons we left in Afghanistan, and that was stupid and terrible because they are now not only in the hands of terrorists, but countries like Iran, China and Russia will surely be disassembling them to see why they were so efficient. I hate to say this, but we also left weapons in the war in Korea when we left, and also in Vietnam. Why are we such poor planers in these situations? We are a great country and are said to have the best intelligence network in the world, and yet we have instances of total failure but also great achievements. What is wrong with our system? I wish I knew, but I know this: it doesn't always work. Take the current situation for example. Our intelligence agencies and the military said they told Biden the country of Afghanistan was about to be overrun by the Taliban, and yet it is said he just decided to ignore the information. Many died because of this, and many more are stuck in that country. We have checks and balances with the branches of government, but they do not extend down to the level of this kind of decision. Maybe they should. Between the border problems and Afghanistan, any president in the past would have been impeached for terrible decisions like this. This no longer seems probable when one party controls all three branches of government. I would be more than willing to go along with the government on their COVID recommendations, but the people proposing these things keep violating them themselves. Take Gavin Newsom for example. He is telling everyone they have to wear masks, and yet he went to a dinner with his friends and he was not masked, and neither were they. Pelosi, who is pushing this stuff, forced a hairdresser to open for her and perform a styling on her when she was not masked. The gala at the Met for 2021 was said to be the ultimate slap in the face because the staff was quoted as having to be masked but not the guests. How about this? Congress asked for a mask exemption and got it. Postal workers got it. Yet it was announced children in New York City schools must be masked and eat their lunch outside all year, even in the winter. It is very hard for people to believe they must have a mask mandate when so many others do not have to follow it, and some of the people who do not are the ones making the rules. As far as this goes, I think this has a lot to do with people balking at the rules. It seems these rules are just for us common folks. If you claim we need a mask mandate, then it should be on everyone. Another question about the pandemic is slapping us right in the face. It is said 18% of adults crossing our southern border have COVID and 20% of minors. It was announced that at the beginning of last month 1.5 million people had crossed the border that we know about, and of course there had to be more. We are talking about spreading about 300,000 people throughout the United States since they get a free ticket to go anywhere they want. Tell me the powers that be, I worried about confining COVID and I have a bridge to sell you in Brooklyn. I am not talking politics but the welfare of United States citizens. I would be saying the same thing if either party was doing this in office. How can a pandemic be stopped if you keep feeding it more fuel in the form of infected people? These people may even be too scared to get vaccinated for fear of being deported. There is just so much crazy stuff and bad decisions being made. We have had many Democratic and Republican administrations in this country, but never have we had an administration which has made so many bad decisions. Take spending for example. Almost all administrations have overspent, but what is trying to be passed now are huge spending bills like never before. We are already seeing inflation and people have to realize what happened to other countries which did this. Take Venezuela for example in this case. It was once the richest country in South America and today is one of the poorest. Bad policies and overspending destroyed it, and we are heading down the same path. As new tax bills are proposed to pay for the bills, they will drive up the cost of everything, because raising taxes on companies only hurts us since they have to raise prices to cover the taxes. Instead, we should be looking for ways to get more businesses to come here. If we raise taxes on businesses, they will just go to more beneficial countries and we could be driving them to China. crime has taken hold in all the big cities in this country, and the swarm of gang members, criminals and illegals are just making it much worse. I fear the worst is yet to come, and we have gotten the police too scared to act, and who can blame them? Assaults and killings are taking place everywhere. Chicago is killing at a rate unheard of, and the murdered are not always other criminals, but children who were just in their homes or on the street when a stray bullet went into their bodies. It is a sin, and yet nothing is being done. We have all sorts of problems no one is talking about. Our nuclear stockpile is getting older every day and needs to be updated, but the government accounting office had said this would be too expensive, but that doesn't seem to bother other programs in these huge spending bills. Watching what government is doing is very stressful. The Congress seems to always be at odds between the two parties. It is a sad state of affairs that we can't agree on more things. One of the problems is everything has become so personal. This sort of reminds me of the British government when they almost come to blows in the Parliament. I was always taught you can disagree but be respectful of the other person's opinion. Respect is the missing link in the government. We seem to have lost it about 15 or 20 years ago.